A Day as Someone Else. Chapter 2. Emma walked down the streets of Amsterdam, following her friend, Diane. Heading to the Comic Con, she was unwillingly dressed up as Nozomi from the manga Elfin Lied. More specifically, she had her hair in two little pigtails on top of her head and was sporting a short-sleeves white shirt with a very short schoolgirl outfit barely concealing a pair of goodnights she had kept from her bedwetting past. The character in the manga actually wears diapers, which Diane had been quick to point out and insisted she did the same. Emma kept tugging at her dress to make sure her embarrassing, crinkly underwear couldn't be seen by anyone on the street, even through the white tights she had put on. Diane was in a hurry, eager to arrive at the event. Emma was a bit more reluctant, as her new diapered situation made her a bit nervous. Diane had made her drink some alcohol before leaving to help her relax a little bit. Even with her apprehension, the young girl was also looking forward to being there. Not only because she had been anticipating Comic-Con for a few months now, she also was in a hurry to be in an environment that would justify her clothing choice. In the street, without the event's context, she could easily pass as a high school kid, which was a bit embarrassing, considering she was 21 years old. She watched Diane, who was racing in front of her, then noticed her laces had come undone as she was running along. She stopped for a moment and got down to her knees to tie it up when she heard a lady yell at her.
Hey, what are you doing there?
Excuse me?
The young girl looked up at the large woman, towering over her, seemingly very angry.
You are coming with me right now.
The fat lady grabbed Emma's arm and lifted her up to her feet. She had surprising strength and was obviously very determined to take her somewhere.
You're making a mistake. Let go of me.
Stop struggling and save it for Principal Hale.
Who the hell is that? I demand you let go of me. Diane!
You have no business making demands, young lady. Students at ARA are expected to conduct themselves with reverence.
Students? I'm not a student.
I told you to shut your mouth or you're in for a spanking.
It dawned on her then. ARA, the Amsterdam Reform Academy. She had heard of that place. It was a reform school for troublemakers and extreme cases of behavioral problems. Emma had heard they were allowed special measures such as dragging students from their homes and locking them up in the academy. Her uniform must have been the same as the school, and the lady thought she was escaping. This wasn't good, but perhaps she'd be able to speak some sense to the principal. After all, they couldn't possibly think she was a high school student, right? As she was dragged into a gated courtyard, Emma looked into the distance for Diane to come to her rescue, but the red-haired girl was too far away to hear her. Emma took her phone out of her bra, the only place where she could keep it, but as she clasped her fingers on it, the phone fell on the ground, breaking apart.
No, my phone.
Don't worry. We would have taken it anyways. You won't need it here.
Emma sat in a large office in front of Principal Hale, a woman who must have been in her early 40s wearing a pantsuit and stylish glasses. She had been reading a file for the last 2 minutes. Somehow, Emma knew she had to wait for her to talk first or she'd be in even more trouble. Unfortunately for her, she had left her ID cards at home.
So, Mrs. Williams, you finally decided to join us after all.
My name is not Williams, madam. I believe this is a big misunderstanding. You see, I was going to Comic-Con.
Silence. We have you registered here. You were supposed to arrive yesterday. Your parents called to tell us you ran away from home, but here you are. I see your senses came back to you.
I believe you have the wrong person. Like I was telling you, this is not
I said silence, young lady. I read it all in your file. Compulsive liar, arrogant and thinks she's above authority. All of that will change here.
Emma was now fed up. She wouldn't allow them to treat her like this. She got up from her chair.
Okay, listen to me, lady. I don't know who you think I am, but I'm an adult, okay? I won't allow you to talk to me like this, and I want to explain myself. I'm not a student. I wasn't registered here at all. I just lost my phone in front of this building, but I could have easily proven what I'm saying. My friend is out there probably looking for me as we speak.
Your parents are coming to identify you and sign the papers for your registration. Until then, I can't believe anything you're saying, and you are under our custody.
Fine. Tell them to come. They're not my parents.
In the meantime, I expect you to behave yourself. Helga, will you give a drink to our new student?
I'm not a student, and I'm not thirsty.
Now, no need to be rude here, or do you want your first punishment right away?
Emma looked at the glass that the fat lady was handing to her. Seemed like only water. She saw no reason to refuse, especially with the principal's threat, which she would surely carry out. so she picked up the glass and drank it all in one gulp to get it over with.
Excellent. You should only feel a bit dizzy. It will make you less aggressive and more compliant.
What? You drugged me, you lunatic?
Hush now. This is standard procedure with our more rebellious students.
Emma felt it at once. It was like being high on weed mixed with GHB. Her muscles relaxed. She was still conscious, but felt somewhat younger, less inclined to put up a fight.
First things first, these tights are not part of our uniform at ARA. I will ask you to remove them immediately.
Emma's eyes opened widely. She had just remembered what she was wearing under those tights.
No, no, please, not the tights.
Miss Williams, I asked you to do something. Will there be a consequence now?
Emma felt weirdly compelled to do as she was told, fearing what would happen if she did not comply. She slowly got up from her chair and proceeded to slide down her white tights, shamefully, to her knees, exposing a bit of her childish underpants in the process.
What is it you are wearing under that skirt, Miss Williams? Lift it up for me, please.
With increasing embarrassment, Emma lifted the front of her skirt with both hands, her tights still hanging around her knees, as she showed off the pink pull-ups she was wearing under her uniform.
I see. Your file did not mention that you weren't potty trained, Miss Williams. Helga, will you give her the proper uniform stockings, please?
Emma was given a pair of long white socks to put on. She removed her tights and put them on as she was told.
All right. Now, here's a proper ARE student. Stand up. Show me those training panties again, will you? Let's make sure you don't need a change yet. Turn around. Let's see their back.
Emma turned around, lifting the back of her skirt so that Principal Hale could examine her pull-ups.
Very well. Still dry. Now let's discuss what we shall do with you as a punishment for not showing up on time and lying to me. I believe your underwear would be more appropriate in our nursery, don't you think? We usually reserve it for our younger, misbehaving students as a way to discourage their childish attitudes, but I think it might do you some good to hang out there for a while. You'll write me some lines. I must not lie, shall we say, 1,000 times. Only when you're done will you be allowed to come out. Then you'll be sent to the dorms. Your parents will be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I thought they were... I'm not...
Come on now, diaper butt. You heard Mrs. Hale. We're taking you to the nursery. I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun in there.